JM's Diversity Pod, and we are back with another episode, and it is me on my lonesome. Last week, well, actually it was a lot more than a week ago, I took a little break from the podcast series. We spent a lot of time talking about diversity and whether it is a political thing to act upon or discuss diversity. And in that manner, is discussing diversity in a political manner actually beneficial for us, or is it a lot more problematic? And we spent a lot of time talking about this, addressing how politicization may in some cases actually be incredibly helpful for us, and in other ways it can actually be discriminatory or detrimental towards certain groups or communities. This week, like always, we like to shift our gears and talk about something different every week. And actually, this is something that is very up and coming and is relatively new to the recruitment sphere, because not a lot of companies or organizations are yet to adopt this. And today, we are actually going to be talking about recruitment strategies and PSGs. And PSGs are problem-solving games. And yes, they sound very, very similar to PSTs, which are quite normative or a very regular occurrence across many different recruitment processes, which are problem-solving tests. So, realistically, different jobs at different levels require candidates to fulfill different requirements. That's just something that is the way it is in the world of recruitment. Now, beyond online applications such as your CV and your possible cover letter, you know, you may also have other digital strategies or in-person strategies, which is less likely in this COVID era, to determine whether you will be a good fit for the company or the organization that you are applying to. Now, a lot of these digital strategies are now starting to take a lot more prevalence in the world of recruitment, but PSTs, problem solving tests, and I will keep on referring to it as PSTs now just because it's shorter, are a very, very common occurrence throughout multiple different industries, whether it's retail, hospitality, corporate, teaching and education, healthcare. You will always have these kind of tests, and they will maybe be testing different things, whether it's numeracy, literacy, cognitive ability, and so on and so forth. So before we dive in to what a PSG is, it might be useful for us to actually think about what different tests and checks a recruiter can do throughout an application process, because to be honest, there is a very diverse list of different ways recruiters can check to see if a candidate is suitable. Start off with the bare basics. You do have the CV and the cover letter screening. This is where, you know, it's just you and your achievements and your experience on a piece of paper, getting your personality across. And I think this is the bare bones of any application. But of course, nowadays, you are getting job applications where CV and cover letters are not required, where testing is, in fact, going to be the main factor in determining whether you are going to be a successful candidate in a recruitment process or not. Then we've also got interviews. You've got face-to-face interviews, and these can be in person, they can be on Zoom or on Teams, which is a lot more likely nowadays. But you've also got one-way digital interviews where companies can hire or use a digital platform and basically put up the questions on an interview platform, and you're basically going to be replying in your own time, at your own pace, not to an individual, but you're going to be recording yourself, and then that recording will be sent to the recruiter. And of course, I think this one, again, is a relatively new process. Not a lot of companies are adopting it. Some people don't prefer it, just because it's awkward when you are answering a question but you're not replying to a person. So you can't gauge how your response is going to be taken by a recruiter. You've also got phone interviews, and again, this is a little bit different because obviously the element of being face-to-face has been redacted. So again, it's going to be very much focused on the words that you say, in the cadence of your voice, the expressions that you use. Much like in a podcast, in comparison to a video, you're focusing a lot more on the words, the tone of voice, and what people say, as opposed to having a video podcast where you can actually also focus on body language and gestures and facial expressions to offset what somebody is saying. So it's very, very different. You also have online checks. Not a lot of companies do this. Some may do it, some may not. But you get people checking LinkedIn profiles and other social medias, including Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You also have reference checking, which is, of again, quite normal, where, you know, normally at the end of CVs, people will say, yeah, I've got references available upon request, or sometimes it's generally required for an application. Companies are also using ATS systems, which are applicant tracking systems, to track statistics on the type of candidates that they are getting and what maybe qualifications and type of person or personality traits are coming through. You also have assessment days and assessment centres, where rather than just specific tests, you have a whole day of in-person or group exercises that you may have to complete. And this is often to see not only how you work under pressure, but also how you work within a team. You can also have trial days and shadowing days, where you may be asked to actually complete some tasks that you would on a regular day of the job to see how you handle it, how you familiarize yourself with the environment. This seems quite regular within retail and hospitality environments, but it is also something that can, again, happen within corporate organizations. And finally, the ones that we are going to be focusing on for the remainder of this podcast, it is PSTs and PSGs, your problem solving tests and your situational judgment tests. And this can also include case study testing. So some of the forms of testing that we're going to talk about today are relatively new, and some of them have been in place for a very, very long time, assessing a candidate's literacy and numeracy ability to see if their levels in education will be suitable and qualified for the level of the position that they are applying to. PSTs have been used by recruiters to reduce bias because it allows them to help see what your skills are without having to focus on any of your demographical characteristics. And there are multiple different formats of PSTs that, again, can check data handling, reporting, reading, writing, numeracy. And some of the benefits of having PSTs is being able to unbiasedly check cognitive ability, ability to draw conclusions from data, seeing the levels of analysis and interpretation skills, an ability of a candidate to think outside the box, and to see how well they work under pressure. Now, there are some drawbacks to PSTs, which is why some companies and organizations are moving away from it. And here are a few of them. So, it is not very useful with regards to standard traditional PSTs and test formats to assess interpersonal communication skills or soft skills such as emotional empathy and social skills. So while it can get to the crux of your cognitive abilities, you can't really get the behaviorisms, body language, social interactions and communication skills across. Again, you can determine the thinking processes behind the way a person communicates, but you don't actually get to see what they're like when they are communicating, which can often be an incredibly important factor in whether you pick a candidate or not. But of course, recruitment processes do have multiple stages for a reason, and this is often, you know, counteracted with the interview process, and that is where the communication skills can come across. And depending on where a candidate has to fill testing requirements, it's possible that they may be judged a little bit too early, and that they could be X'd off at the testing parameters before they get to the interview, where it may actually be their forte. Because I think one of the biggest drawbacks about PSTs is that some people do not test well. Some people cannot handle a testing format well. Because you can look throughout your life, you may have individuals who did not possibly do well in secondary education in general, but moving away from regular testing formats onto something vocational or a little bit more hands-on where they get visual experience and actually do something rather than sitting a test, they are succeeding exceedingly. So I think it becomes a matter of testing doesn't suit everybody because for them it can represent pressure. They may not enjoy the testing format. It can maybe stop them from becoming motivated. This is a reason why I would really like to address PSGs, because it is a new strategy that is actually starting to replace testing formats in the traditional sense. And PSGs, as I said at the beginning, are problem-solving games. So rather than that testing format that is quite standard and traditional, such as a tick box or writing your answer exercise, you are asked to play certain games to assess your critical thinking and your cognitive abilities again. And again, with the PSG, I would like to mention is that there are some drawbacks with regards to addressing those communication skills again, because I think this stage of the recruitment process is very, very focused on cognitive ability, critical thinking, the way you work under pressure, possibly working in a team, whether it be online. So I think having the dichotomy of these tests or these games with the interview process is very, very important. So candidates will be asked to play certain games, and this is known as the gamification of recruitment. Now, there is a rising level of gaming at strategy that comes with being assessing new candidates. So one of the biggest questions that we have to think about and probably answer today is, are PSGs actually better than PSTs? And I think I'm going to give you the lowdown, but at the end of the day, it is going to be up to you to decide whether you think that is the case. So, problem-solving games are used to assess skill and strategy. And one of the overarching benefits is that, in fact, it does not feel like a test. So, depending on what the game is, you can actually immerse yourself into the world of the game that you are in. And candidates, if they are casual gamers or see it as a hobby, or if you have just seen a game played, may be familiar with the format of the game, and actually you can find it a little bit more casual and familiar. So in a way, the recruitment process can actually become a little bit more accessible to the candidate who is applying. However, it is important to note that in some cases, gamers can be at a certain advantage because they are very aware of how certain games work and of gaming strategy. But again, recruiters are trying to tackle this. They are trying to provide very detailed explanations and tutorials and provide games that are universally understood that can still assess critical thinking skills and the way this candidate can handle pressure and large amounts of information. So the aim is, even if they do not have a lot of gaming experience, that they should be able to complete or actually at least tackle that stage without too much stress. And the other benefit is that this seems to be a demonstration of natural skills. What I mean is that often candidates can spend a lot of time preparing. There is a big onus on this idea of testing for candidates to have to prepare, read and study. I think with a gaming format, because they are literally looking at the way you think, I think there is a much lesser onus on a candidate to have to study or prepare for these games. And I think it is a lot less possible because it is all about the way you think your way through a certain process. And within gaming, the way I like to see it, I don't think there is one way to get to the final result. So in that way, it's about what sets you apart from all of these other candidates. Now, it goes without saying that PSGs may be difficult for all types of testing that PSTs do. What I mean is that PSTs get to the crux of certain educational skills, such as literacy testing and numeracy testing. Now, they have not yet been developed as PSGs. I've not really seen any come about. They may already be out there, or the software may be in development or yet to be developed. But what I see right now is that PSTs may be a bit more useful in judging certain skills. So PSGs may not be for every job or for every industry. Now, there are a lot of different advantages and disadvantages to the PSG strategy. It is an exciting time, you know. We are kind of watching the advancement of technology and digital software take over recruitment, and we are able to see it develop into something that is completely new and completely different. And there are many, many different ways now that are going to be testing aptitude for an individual to see if they are suitable for a job or not. And one of the reasons why this is so interesting is because PSTs have already been recognized as a recruitment format that are hopefully going to reduce bias, because you're looking at the skills. You're looking at whether this candidate has the merit to succeed at the job. And because we are also now taking away the onus of having to study and prepare, you know, it's hopefully taking away these external factors of being provided training or help or excessive studying to demonstrate what a candidate's natural abilities are. So again, I think it strips it down even further to simply looking at natural cognitive abilities when you're looking at PSGs. So it may very well be possible that these may be even more effective in providing very unbiased recruitment strategy. So I'm going to leave it there. This is probably one of the more shorter podcasts. And I guess I kind of want to leave you guys with a thought. Have you ever encountered a PSG when applying for a job? What did you think of it? Do you think that PSTs are better than PSGs, or the other way around? Do you think it would be an effective recruitment strategy that will probably take over in a few years or maybe in a decade? Would you ever want to try a problem-solving game as opposed to a test or not? And why? I think there are so many emerging questions with regards to the strategy and whether it will be successful or not. And I guess it will be for us to determine whether it will be as successful as it will be in a few years' time. Now, you guys know the drill. Please like, share, and have a good listen and download. And we will be back next week with another podcast on something completely different, as we always do. This has been Noor, and it's been a lovely time speaking to you all, and I will see you all next week.